Elvis Costello. Perfect song to lead into a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street. You know, thinking about Bob Seger, he needs to write an autobiography. We have Scott from the Bookman in the WGHN studio. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Books, words.
Yes.
Words have meaning, don't they? You have so many great things going on at the Bookman. Tell us all about it.
Sure. So we have so much going on pretty much constantly.
I know.
We try to keep our Facebook page up to date as much as we can.
Yeah.
And if you come into the store, we've got a really great schedule up on the wall.
Okay.
But there's three things I wanted to highlight today, since I know we've got a limited amount of time. The first thing is, one of the things that I love at our store that I work is that we take suggestions from all of our employees, right? It doesn't just have to be an owner or a manager that says, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
So one of our newer employees that we hired earlier this year, Aaron, is starting up a writing group. So that's something we've never done before. We've had a poetry group where people can come in and share their poetry, but she thought, what about a writing group where people can listen to each other's work, maybe give mostly support, maybe some criticism, find ways to fine-tune the work. So Tuesday, September 23rd at 6:30 is going to be our very first ever writing group. And it's going to focus on poetry, short fiction, and creative nonfiction. So it's not the place to bring your novel, but if you've got a short story you've been thinking about, bring it in and we can discuss it and kind of maybe help you fine-tune it and find ways to add to it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And you're also doing something where people come in and they read. You have story time too, don't you?
We do every second Saturday. We have story time.
I love this.
Yeah, usually it's a local elementary school teacher or local author. They'll come
giving up their Saturday to do that.
Exactly. Well, it's only a half an hour.
I know, but still.
Yeah. And so we ask them to come in. They pick a book they want to read. They read the book to anywhere from, 5 to 35 kids, depending on the day. And then we put together a craft that the kids can do with their parents. And it's kind of a fun little activity for a Saturday morning.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Lots going on, so please continue.
Yeah, the other thing that's really big for us right now, or about to be, is Banned Books Week. So Banned Books Week this year is October 5th through the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
It's was formed in 1982 by a woman named Judith Krug, and also in partnership with the American Library Association, to kind of focus on books that have been what they call challenged, not banned necessarily, but challenged, and kind of highlight that, focus on free speech, have an open discussion about what it is that we need to pay attention with these books, or how it is that we can keep the right to read whatever we want open in our society.
Sure.
And so we are joining kind of a nationwide movement that's happening. Mm-hmm. On Monday, October 6th at 6:30 p.m. is Right to Read Night. So there are multiple bookstores, libraries, schools that are having folks read a book called Chains by Laurie Hulse Anderson. Chains is about a slave at the beginning of the Revolutionary War, and she is sold to a family that is loyal to the British Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And once she moves to this new family, she's given the opportunity to spy on them to help the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is kind of about the chains that what are the chains that we have on ourselves, both physically and metaphorically, and how far would you go to break those,
wow,
to get through those?
Impressive.
And so often books that are banned are some focused on LGBTQ+ issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're wrongly claimed to be obscene, right? A lot of times the idea is we're going to challenge this book that maybe has a little bit of risky language or maybe just talks about LGBTQ+ issues, and those are often challenged along with books about kind of focusing on racism, mm-hmm. the history of racism in our country. A lot of times those books are challenged. So this is one of those. So on that night, Monday, October 6th, we're going to talk about the book, obviously, kind of like it's just a regular book club.
Sure.
We'll kind of have a discussion and learn about what is censorship, how does it work in terms of books, what does it mean to have a book banned or challenged. We'll have games and snacks to keep it fun and light.
Nice.
What are the next steps that you can do personally in terms of fighting this, a book being banned? If there's a book that you know of that is being banned in your community, what can you do to kind of support that? And also discuss having a year-long book club. One of our goals is to have a banned book club that every month reads a different book off the banned book list. Mm-hmm. Every year, the American Library Association releases their top 10 banned books. So if we start now, we'd get all the way through the beginning of next summer.
You bet.
Read every one of those.
Yeah.
So people can also find out more information just about banned books, which books are being challenged, and other tools that you can use in your own community at the ALA.org. That's
okay.
The American Library Association. And right now it's like big front on their page.
Sure. And that would make sense. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to your business?
It's very important. I think one of the most fantastic things about Grand Haven is the support that all of the small businesses give to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know so many business owners on a first-name basis in downtown and centertown.
That's nice.
And, you know, I try to say, you know, if I don't have something like a product or a book, there's two other bookstores in town. There's the bookseller. There's another bookstore that just changed hands, so mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it. I apologize, other bookstore. Or something like cards or calendars. I can send people to the paper place or, you know, if they're looking for souvenirs, I can send them to a specific store.
So it's
downtown.
Not like you say, "Oh, I don't know."
Good luck. You know,
yeah,
go to
Amazon.
We're
good
all,
luck.
Yeah, we're all, you know, together against like big box stores.
I love
Amazon.
This.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I've probably asked you this before. I have a little ADD, so I read about three or four books at the same time. Is that a normal thing to do?
I think so.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know a lot of folks often will read one fiction
yes.
and one nonfiction.
Yes.
Yeah. I tend to read one book and then listen to a second book.
Interesting.
Yeah, so when I've got free time to read, I'm only focusing on the one, but when I'm walking my dog, driving to Grand Rapids, I've got my other audiobook that I'm listening to. And so I don't think that's uncommon. I think, you know, depending on your mood, you want something lighter, you want something heavier,
yeah.
or a book will just grab you and you'll want to stick with that one for a while. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden you'll say, you know what, I'm a little tired of this. I need something else. So it's no different than, you know, you eat different foods for breakfast every day, right? One
you
day
do.
You want cereal,
yeah,
the next day you want eggs. Yeah.
And you're right. When you're at the beach, I don't want to read something heavy.
Right. Exactly.
Am I right on
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and I love autobiographies and biographies. Anything on Jackie Kennedy, I'll read. But
sure,
yeah, at
sure.
the beach, I just want to. You just want something
light. And fun, and yeah.
Yeah. Anything else going on at the book?
Yeah, the other one big thing that I wanted to hit today
sure.
was right at the end of Banned Books Week, kind of like a celebration.
Yeah.
We are having another one of our candlelight concerts. So we close the store. We move a whole bunch of book displays. We set up about 100 to 200, electric candles. And we have usually small group, one or two people, maybe three. I think this is going to be our fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn all the lights out. We put the candles up. We have, you know, water and snacks for folks and have a really lovely little concert. And so on Saturday, October 11th, we're bringing in Francis Luke Accord.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out of Chicago. They are a contemporary folk duo.
Nice.
So it really fits with the mood of, you know, come, relax, see a concert. It's kind of like the Pin Drop concerts that Seven Steps Up used to have.
Yeah, I remember that.
Although it's not quite so like, everybody be quiet.
Right.
It's just a nice, relaxed evening to come and see a group.
Very
nice.
So
we're really excited about that as well. Yeah, and then throughout the winter we'll have more stuff going on.
What are you reading right now?
I just finished there's an Anthony Horowitz series. He's
mm-hmm.
a British author. He writes murder mysteries.
Ah.
I just finished his most recent one, which was called Marble Hall Murders, which I really loved.
Okay.
And I'm listening to I really love Bill Bryson. Have you ever heard of
Bill
Bryson?
No.
His most famous work was called A Walk in the Woods, about hiking the Appalachian Trail. And actually, speaking of Robert Redford, who just passed recently, he starred in a movie adaptation of that book, along with Nick Nolte. So I'm listening to some of his work right now. He's got a European travel book called Neither Here Nor There that I was just listening to as I drove in the parking lot.
Were you really?
Today. Yeah. So I'm on the hunt for my next actual physical book. I need to decide what I'm going to read next, but I'm listening to some Bill Bryson right now.
Do you order books if somebody wants a book?
Absolutely.
Even if it was written in 1993?
If I can get it, absolutely.
You'll get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're not a huge store, obviously, compared to like Barnes & Noble or
sure.
something like that. So we're really limited in what we can keep stocked in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But we have partnerships with suppliers and publishers from all over the country. And so if there's a book that we can't get, then maybe it's a little bit older or mm-hmm. maybe just out of stock for our store at the moment,
mm-hmm.
I can usually get books, I'd say about 90% of the time, next day, 2 days.
That's good to know. I'm a big fan of an author by the name of Barbara Wood, and she writes historical romance novels, and there's a certain book called Virgins of Paradise that I can't find anywhere, not even the library,
okay.
I will probably get with you.
Yeah, give me a call.
But
we do
her writing. Yeah.
We do also order used books for folks.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we, it's more of a service than a money-making venture, so
to say. I get it. Right, right.
But there are a number of used book sites online that other small bookstores, independent bookstores, private sellers have uploaded their inventory, and you can do a search and see if you can find a book. So there's lots of books that are out of print, like say from the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
I can't get new anymore, but I might be able to track down a used copy.
That's good to know.
And a lot of folks, you know, if they're not internet savvy, if they're afraid of putting their credit card online, if they're, you know, nervous about buying a used book from somebody they don't know, we offer that as a service. So we charge just whatever the cost of the book is, if there's any shipping, and then just $5 for our time.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, so even if I can't find a book new, my next step immediately is, if I can find a used copy for you, would you get that? And so we offer that service as well.
Very cool. I learned a lot. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks
it's
so much for
Scott
having me.
From the Bookman, and it's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more downtown. Everything's waiting.